Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, but that's why we're offering these podcasts, which contain a bit more information. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 to 14, the last few verses of the chapter. They read, "We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." And this is a challenging interlude here. He's begun the chapter by talking a lot about Aaron and the high priest and the calling of God and the glory that is brought to God and Jesus. And now he talks very directly to them and says, come on, you should be teachers by now. It's hard, he says, to explain these things adequately to people who are not really listening spiritually. Another translation could be, you're dull with respect to what is heard. And repetition is dull, but it's a good trainer. We do tend to forget. Peter in 1 Peter and 2 Peter talks about reminding people, reminding his people of what they already know, and we need that. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we take communion regularly. It needs to be a spiritual experience, not just something we act out. And we can't lose the specialness of repeated events, but we do need to be reminded regularly. I believe we need to be trained to think more deeply. It doesn't happen just by chance. We need to listen to sermons and lessons and do our own Bible study with an attitude of wanting to think about what we're reading and thinking about what we've heard. These people have stopped thinking, stopped meditating, stopped trying to get deeper with what they know or what they're now learning. He says that they should be able to teach others, and being able to teach others is surely a mark of maturity. As it says in 1 Peter 3:15, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. We should be able to give an answer. It's a test of maturity. They knew the facts. Surely they knew the facts of the Christian life, but they had no skill in using them because they do not seem to have been practicing them. So they had no experience of living it out. And if you don't live out what you know, then you're not able to teach somebody else. We then live as an infant in the Christian life. How sad that would be. We do need to grow up in Christ. We do need to and can grow up. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 and 2, "Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready." These words, written by Paul there to the Corinthians and here by the writer to the Hebrews, is surely a tremendous indictment of them. We must not ourselves point the finger too much at them, as we must look at ourselves. But the fact they've been now Christians a long time, as we read the book of Hebrews, it seems that's the case, and yet they still cannot teach others. They're still living on milk. What a sad thing, and what a dangerous thing, because we cannot grow up. Ephesians 4:15, "We will in all things grow up into him who is the head." That's what Jesus has in mind for us, that we grow. We grow up and we become stronger, and then we're able to help other people. For that, we need training. And we need training of God. Hebrews 12 and 11, verse 11, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, it produces a harvest of righteousness." I think that's about God's discipline. But there's also our own personal motivation of discipline and training. 1 Timothy 4, verse 7, "Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly." Now, I believe we all need others to help train us in the Christian life. But we also ourselves must take responsibility for our own training. What plans do we have? What plans do you have for your own training in prayer, your own training in your Bible study, your own training in the way that you live the Christian life? Let's be trained by others, and let us train ourselves. Well, next time we'll go on to chapter 6. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And on iTunes, you'll find us by typing in MCCX and looking in podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.